Yeah, we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with Riley County Commission Chair John Ford and getting some phone calls here this morning. Nope, not this time though. Okay, so that was for something else, but probably checking to see if Dave's warranty is expired.
Google.
Okay. You know, we get that from time to time. It's not just our
list. Just for the record, is your warranty good? Because I know a guy.
I have nothing that I own that really deserves a warranty.
Oh, okay. I understand.
I'd like to get a warranty on, like, my kidneys or something, you know, my back, my knees.
That'd be good, yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
That's the kind of extended warranties we need.
I don't know a guy for that one, unfortunately.
I don't know anybody for that, yeah.
It's kind of a nice segue here. My wife was showing me a text message she got yesterday and was asking me about it. She says, You don't have anything that you purchased recently from this company here, and it's like, no, that's a scam. Just ignore that. And that's such a good piece of advice here to anybody who gets any kind of message, whether email, text message, to not click on it. I'm guessing, I don't know if that's what happened in Pottawatomie County recently, but they had a cybersecurity issue, and you know, it turned out to be a pretty expensive endeavor for them. I'm curious, has that caused you guys to take a look at kind of your infrastructure?
Yeah, actually, we're always looking at it. Obviously, when those things happen and it hits close to home, it kind of immediately sends up a red flag. And, you know, two Mondays ago, internet went down. That wasn't because of any cybersecurity issues. That was just because of Cox Communications and some issue within the mainframe. But I think, you know, from an IT perspective, and I'm not for sure everything on the other side of the river over there, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, they have a couple of in-house IT people that kind of do all the hardware and all the equipment work, and then the rest of it's outsourced.
Yeah.
In Riley County, it's all in-house, and it's been that way since day one. It's been that way since the late 1990s when we developed the first GIS system that everybody's using, and that's been kind of statewide, and we get a lot of compliments on that. We've got a pretty good staff that keeps up to date on that. That's in-house every day, and we're always looking at that. And, you know, when it comes to emails, there's always new things that pop up that you have to kind of look at and figure out how to adjust to. We get certain spam things. We get certain filters on there of things that if you wanted to open them, you cannot. All of our major financial accounting and legal software is on the network, but it's also backed up offsite. So if somebody's going to hack an entire system like Pottawatomie County at this point in time, they're going to have to be able to get into all of it, and they're going to have to be able to get onto it offsite. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's going to be very, very difficult to do that. But if somebody was to get in on the front side of it, we've got everything else backed up, so we'd still be operational. It'd just be, you know, we'd have to shut down that network to analyze whatever the specific issue was. Maybe it's email, maybe it's web browse, several of those other things. So we feel good about that, but we're always talking and discussing that. That comes up every staff update that we get from IT deals with that particular issue, because it's constant, consistent. It's happened at the state level. It's obviously with the unemployment system over last year, just as another example of the state level. And, you know, at the national level, several of those high tech, FBI and a couple of other ones have been hacked into in recent times. So, yeah, it's a constant and consistent struggle, and it's a constant and consistent discussion. And I guess, you know, what occurred over in Pottawatomie County is a great reason why you need to stay up to date and keep that at the forefront. Kind of like road maintenance, it's a constant and continual thing.
Yeah, and we've seen how it can cripple a county, I mean, real fast. I mean, they're not the first, and they're not the last one. I think this happened in Butler County not too long ago. And so the likelihood that it's not a matter usually of if, it's when.
Yeah, and it's where. It's where specifically within your network or within your network infrastructure that takes place. But you know, this has been in place since I've been a commissioner now 2.5 plus years, believe it or not. We've had all of our major financial software and tools, all of our accounting software and tools, and all of our legal software and tools. And I think there's some other ones there that I'm not even included or on the network would be there on the front side, but we'd still have backdoor access to be able to use it. So we would still be functional as accounting unless somehow they figured out all those different channels. And that's a discussion that gets had. It really is.
Well, you know, it's crazy, and this didn't even affect me. I don't even live in Pottawatomie County, but after that happened, I'm going through and I'm changing passwords on everything because, I mean, it hit close to home.
Yeah, and my guess is, you know, even now in this Zoom era where you have those little interpersonal technologies, we even do that. We even, even for board commissions and other meetings, we're consistently, we still have the same accounts, but we change the passwords every 90 days, I want to say, and come up with a new password because so many people get a hold of that, and then that could become a challenge. And obviously, we've been working over the last year trying to kind of develop and get a more consistent social media and presence. We're also working on the website as well. So there's been some changes to all those things, too, that were probably a necessary component of not just on the front end but on the back end as well as security. So, yeah. Yeah, it's consistent in this era. Yeah.
Speaking of the website, I know Alice was working on that project here before she went down to becoming more of a part-time PIO for you here. How's the website update going right now?
It's still going. We still got some kinks to work out on it. I think we're kind of the last kind of component that we really want to wait for is after the election. Obviously, we want to try to keep that a consistent component and come back to that and figure out how to work through those channels. Alice technically isn't actually with us at Riley County. She's on contract. She took a remote job, and so we're working to try to fill that position at some particular point in time here. I would assume we'll have that done and finished out probably between now and the end of the year. But with everything's kind of hit us kind of fast, you know, some of the things that we'd normally be doing this time of year has been compounded by some of the things that we haven't been able to do over the last year or so. So we're kind of doing a whole bunch of different things at once. But we've got a couple of different components on the website, including elections, and didn't feel like changing that this time around in the midst of the actual election. It's better to do that kind of before and kind of work on it and work out all the kinks with that. We are working on some different colors and a couple of streamlines and stuff on there that will streamline that a little bit better and make it a little bit more effective, both user-friendly, I guess is the term, and visually as well. So I would say 80% maybe at this point in time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe first of the year?
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. And I know that folks like to always check out websites when they get upgraded.
They do.
Well, let's take a timeout, and we'll come back more with John Ford here in a moment. Final segment on the way here on News Radio KMAN.